Hello and welcome to this week's installment of Around Town. I'm Scott Kirst. This week, we're joined by James Mills. He works for the Joy Trip Project. James will be traveling to Alaska this month for Expedition Denali and will be part of the first African-American team to climb Mount Denali in Alaska. It's the highest peak in North America. James, thanks for joining us. Throughout your life, I noticed you played football, baseball, basketball, track, cross country. Basically, the list goes on and on. And you also want to take up whitewater kayaking. Is there a shorter list of things that you haven't done in your life?
Yeah, no, I'm frankly, Scott, first of all, thanks a lot for having me. And I know that there's plenty of things in life that I would like to do that I probably never will. But I'm glad now that there are many things more that I can do.
Excellent. Yeah, you were told in 2005 that you have osteoarthritis and you needed a complete hip replacement, but you put the surgery off until earlier this year. Why the wait?
Well, I think a lot of people, especially when they're young, you know, decide that hip replacement isn't something that they should even think very seriously about. You know, at the time, the pain was bad, but it wasn't debilitating to the point that I there wasn't anything that I could do. So what I wound up doing was, you know, shifting sports. Oddly enough, the day after I got my diagnosis in 2005, I skied the American Birkebeiner. it hurt.
I think so.
In retrospect, I probably would have regretted it. But, I shifted from cross-country skiing. I continued to do that for a while to distance cycling. My wife and I, who's also an avid cyclist, did a couple of multiple day touring rides in excess of 100 miles a day. I took up different aspects of hiking and rock climbing. I'd been a mountaineer for a long time, and climbing was something that I started getting back into. But it wasn't until this last year in 2012 that it got so bad that I was finally told that there was something that I couldn't do. And specifically, it was to take part in a major expedition to climb the highest peak in North America.
Now, the surgery that you had to replace your hip was called a makoplasty. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's correct, makoplasty.
Right, and you said that it saved your life. What was the process like for that?
Well, first of all, you just need to get the diagnosis and the recommendation to have makoplasty be the procedure that you ultimately undergo. Now, there's a wide variety of different types of hip replacement surgery, but makoplasty is the one procedure that I understand that's done with robotics. You know, so in addition to having a skilled surgeon, Dr. Richard Elgin at the University of Wisconsin Orthopedic Hospital performed my surgery. He basically uses this device to more accurately install and place the prosthetics. And in my case, I had what's called a bilateral hip replacement, where I basically had both my left and my right hip replaced in two surgeries 6 weeks apart. And frankly, it's one of those great things in life that you can sleep through. They put me out at 7 o'clock in the morning. I woke up around 2 o'clock in the afternoon and was in physical therapy the very next day.
Wow. James Mills joining us on Around Town this week. He works with the Joy Trip Project. James will be traveling to Alaska this month for Expedition Denali and will be part of the first African-American team to climb Mount Denali in Alaska, the highest peak in North America. Now, your last major climb was in 2007. You climbed Devil's Tower in Wyoming. How do you think it'll feel when you start your journey at Mount Denali after so long?
Well, first of all, I need to just clarify real quick. I mean, first of all, my last major climb was last year, believe it or not. Right before I got my final diagnosis to make me eligible for surgery, and that was Mount Baker in Washington State. And as it turns out, because of the problems I was having with my hips, I actually lost my spot on the climbing team. I'm a professional journalist, so I will be going to base camp, but unfortunately I will not be able to make the summit. That having been said, I'm still on track to hopefully do the same climb next year. It won't be as prestigious an event, but I definitely think that my health post-surgery will give me the wherewithal to be able to do that. The circumstances a year from now will pretty much be the same. The only difference is I'll have an extra year to train.
Yeah, I saw that you also plan to do the same climb on the 50th anniversary of the first African-American to climb the mountain.
That's right. Denali was climbed for the first time by an African-American in 1964, a guy by the name of Charlie Crenshaw. He was a an employee, actually a an engineer at Boeing Aircraft, and prior to that, he was actually a member of the Tuskegee Airmen, and just an amazing guy, and he's actually a principal character in a book that I'm writing on this climb and the broad issue of diversity among African Americans and other minorities in outdoor recreation.
Cool. Also, we mentioned earlier that you are part of the Joy Trip Project. Where can people go to for more information about the Joy Trip Project if they're interested in doing any kind of climbing or anything like that?
Sure. The Joy Trip Project can be found online at joytripproject.com. Also, it can be found on Facebook. And just to give you an idea as to what it is, as a freelance journalist, it's where I go to post different stories about outdoor recreation and environmental conservation. And while I do a lot of reporting on critical issues with regard to things like climate change and the damming of rivers around the world, a lot of the projects that I work on are related to people who are doing outdoor recreation as a means towards a higher cause. For example, I did a feature story on a woman who is putting together the first all-female cycling team in Afghanistan. She just recently got back from that. I did another story on an effort to stop the creation of a tar sands pipeline through the White Bear rainforest in northern Canada. That is one of the last pristine rainforests in North America. So a lot of the work that you'll find on the Georgia Project are things that are of interest to me that are related to other people who are doing some really cool things in environmental protection. Also, a lot of my work gets aggregated to National Geographic Adventure online.
That's so cool. Again, like I said earlier, is there anything that you don't have your hands in?
Yeah, I got to tell you that the one thing that I'm really looking forward to now that I can actually take the weight on my legs, I want to take up base jumping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had the pleasure last summer of doing a story on the first tandem base jumping business in Moab, Utah. And while, unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that jump, they invited me to come back to take their jump school, once I'm back on my feet, as it were. So, and with the cool thing about base jumping is, right after that is wingsuit flying. Yeah, so there's a lot of cool things that I think I can have to look forward to. And again, all this is only possible now because I finally took the time to get my hips replaced.
Right. Frankly,
I'll just go on to say that a lot of people wind up thinking that, especially when they're young. I mean, I'm only 46. Mm-hmm. I got my diagnosis when I was just turned 40. A lot of people think that getting your hips replaced is a death sentence. But I can tell you just from my own personal experience that the new procedure that they're using with robotic placement makes it so much more effective in terms of your recovery time and your long-term ability to remain active, that if you're having problems with your hips now, take the time, get your diagnosis, and get it done, because I really think that the long-term benefits outweigh the pain that you're enduring today.
Yeah, I just think it's amazing how you had the surgeries back in February and March, and you're already looking to climb a mountain.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty awesome.
I went running this morning against my doctor's orders. frankly, I didn't run fast or far, but I ran comfortably. I ran pain free, and right now I gotta tell you, really my only issue is that I'm out of shape. I feel like an out of shape young man as opposed to a winded out of shape old man.
Right.
And again, my doctor tells me that I can count on having at least 40 good years on these new hips.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us again. That is James Mills. He is with Joy Trip. The Joy Trip Project, and he'll be traveling to Alaska this month for an expedition at Mount Denali in Alaska, the highest peak in North America. Once again, James, thanks for joining us and sharing your story.
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with me, and have a great day.
You too, thanks. That will do it for this week's Around Town. I'm Scott Kirst.